This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's something I want, I'll grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here every week at this time, and it's different times for different folks. Some people listen to this program during the week, some people on the weekend, some people in the podcast. The American Family Farmer podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. It's free. It doesn't cost anything, either at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The most recent focus in our podcast has been about women and people of color in farming. The idea that there are a lot of people who are coming into farming that haven't been connected to it before. Some people coming back into farming that have had family connections to it in the past, that sort of thing. No matter what or who, it's important that we bring as many people into the house as possible. And so that's kind of what the focus is in part on the podcast currently at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In terms of the news this week, how many of you are celebrating National Ag Week, National Ag Day? I know that here in my community, actually in the state of Massachusetts, on National Ag Day, there is a meeting with all the legislators who have connections to farms. I sent a note to all four of the legislators who serve in the state of Massachusetts, represent my area, to get them invited to our yearly breakfast to talk about issues. I hope that there's something like that in your community or in your county or in your state, because if there isn't, there ought to be. No matter what state you live in, this is an important thing to acknowledge and be in touch with the people who are doing the agricultural work in your area. This has been arranged by the Agriculture Council of America. It's a nonprofit. All the leaders in the agriculture and food community put this day and this week aside. Anything, anybody whose efforts are related to agriculture, aimed at promoting awareness about the efforts among people of the land, horticulturalists, agriculturalists, that sort of thing. A lot of universities that have land-grant colleges that are teaching people, bringing people up to date on modern farming. And then there are government departments that are involved in National Ag Day as well. It was created by the Agricultural Council in 1973 and has been, quote-unquote, celebrated every year since then. I think what's important here is that you need to understand, those of you who, when we connect the food, the farm, and the family here on the American Family Farmer, it is important to know that there are, in every community, somebody has got to be involved in agriculture one way or another. Who are those people? And by the way, what are the job opportunities? There certainly are a lot of employment situations that have gone unfilled because they just can't find people to work. We find that across the board no matter what the business, but it's especially noted in agriculture. Hopefully that will not affect the outcome of our crops as we now get started. A lot of us are getting started planting. A lot of people on the in the mid-south states plowing and preparing the land for seeding. That's one of the reasons that National Ag Day happens during this first week of spring, right? To call attention to what the farmers are going to be doing and what they need to be doing. Another thing that's happening in the news this week is a focus on the farm bill. There have been a number of hearings in the past week or two about the farm bill. Happens every 5 years. I've noted two or three different areas of concern for Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, how can you be an agriculturalist and not support the farm bill? But what does the bill support? Big farms or small farms? Well, in the most recent history, His prior tenure when the Obama administration was in, and before that with George Bush, and before that, I think it really got out of control with George Bush because he was so influenced by folks like the Sweezer family, Dean Foods down in Texas, raised a lot of money for his gubernatorial campaign and his presidential campaign. So as they got into the fold, it was a perfect example of how not to do business. In terms of how the average person is affected. But as the Dean family became more and more involved in fluid milk supplies, got to the point where their family and Dean Foods controlled about 80% of all the fluid milk in the United States, they went bankrupt because they got too big, too fast, and they really didn't know how to handle a lot of these regional situations. So now Dairy Farmers of America is in, and they more represent big ag and big milk and big dairy than they do small farmers. So what's going to happen in the farm bill when it comes to dairy or when it comes to any small farm, family farm? That's the question that now has come up. The Senate Agriculture Committee having hearings. Vilsack has come in. He was grilled about the topics ranging from broadband to bird flu vaccines, that kind of stuff, because that's all affecting the big and the small. But I think that what we are seeing here, finally, after decades of the big ag businesses basically raping you and me as taxpayers, I don't think that that's a bad use of the word because that's really what's happened. 89% of the producers have not made any money because the other 11% take the money and run, if you will. Even, you know, 89, even in record years, Vilsack said, 89% of producers didn't make any money or didn't make the majority of the money that they need to continue doing it. So that's why they need the help of the government, which is kind of a sad reality in and of itself. We're being pushed around. Farmers, 90% of the farmers in this country need help. All the money is going to the large farm entities that don't need the money. What kind of a screwed up system is this? Now I'm getting into the commentary department, but I thought that it was important to note that 71% of counties in his home state of Iowa have lost farms. And that was also echoed by the one of the senators from Arkansas. This is a very, very important time for small farmers. The large commercial size operations don't need the help. Vilsack said, we've got to figure out how we can create more revenue streams for all the small and mid-sized producers. That's the goal of both Republicans and Democrats. So let's see if they can work on this together. Senator Ernst of Iowa said it's important that we have support to some small farmer-owned and operated facilities. That certainly, I mean, you look around at all the coverage of this, I thought that some of the coverage was quite good, frankly. He acknowledged that writing a farm bill is no easy task, but he and his staff are there to provide timely responses for lawmakers that are trying to once again bring in the small farmer. And you look, I mean, really and truly, as was stated a number of times, all farms are important. But you can't tell that by looking at the last four farm bills by any stretch of the imagination. And then there's Senator Smith from Mississippi defending larger farm operations, the big agribusinesses. She says that their size allows them to capitalize on the benefits of the economies of size and the efficiencies as they work to feed and clothe our country. Well, Vilsack had the proper response. He said, quote, we need both. We clearly need production. There's no question about that. We're going to continue to have incredibly large, efficient, effective operations. We spend a lot of time and focus on those large-scale producers. That was the translation there, is we spend a lot of time and money and focus on the large-scale producers, noting that all the money, most of the money, has gone to them instead of the smaller farms. Chuck Grassley, who is the Republican from Iowa on the Senate, on this committee, picked up on the issue of larger farmers. He said the Farm Safety Net is supposed to help farmers weather the storm. The current law ensures that only 10% of the farmers are getting 70% of the benefits. That's the problem. Now that they that has hit fresh air, if you will, now it's up to these people to, you know, there's all the talk. The Democrats love talking about carbon neutral, what the farmers are doing about all of that. Debbie Stabenow is the chairman of this committee. And she asked Vilsack about carbon markets. There's been a lot of stuff about trading carbon and the climate solutions. That's a red herring, as far as I'm concerned. That's not what we should be thinking about. There's too much engineering going on the farm of farmers and farming when it comes to getting food produced. That should be something else. Anyway, there's something called the Thrifty Food Plan. Which is something for people who are on SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is basically welfare, and how much it costs for people to eat a healthy diet. And so that's part of that. It'll work its way in along with the food lunch menu that is in the school system. So that's always part of the Farm Bill. But let's make sure, I guess the bottom line here is making sure that you, as a family farmer, are getting to the people who represent you, your senators, your congressmen. Make sure they're hearing from you and organizations you belong to get the representation for the family farms and family farmers that they deserve. Don't let yourself and others who are your ilk get screwed over by the government yet again, as was the case when Trump was president, as was the case when Obama was president, as was the case when George Bush was the president. Please, let's hold on to the values of the family farm and get the job done with the new Farm Bill. Speaking of getting the job done, quick reminder about how to lose weight. Get yourself in the best shape you can be as you start your farming season. Go to toploss.com. Make sure you're checking out all of the specials. How does Calitrin work? It's all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. It'll help you lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off. So check with all of the people. There are hundreds and hundreds, as a matter of fact, thousands of testimonials. I think 26,000, as a matter of fact, if you want to read them all. They're at toploss.com. Make sure that you get a hold of this exciting product and lose the weight and keep it off. $20 off on a 90-day supply plus free shipping. Use the Doug code when you go to toploss.com.
Save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is like change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen here with Christina Bostick. Christina is the Senior Conservation Associate at the Montgomery Countryside Alliance, which is in Montgomery County. Did I say Montgomery County? I did. I think I did. In Maryland. So let's talk about what Christina does first. What does a Senior Conservation Associate do in Montgomery County, Christina?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about all of this. What does a Senior Conservation Associate do in Montgomery County? Well, we are the 1.5-person nonprofit protecting Montgomery County's best idea, the 93,000-acre agricultural reserve. And we need to go just a little bit of history here because
sure.
It's not something that every urban suburban county has. We are the county directly north of the district of DC.
Right.
Mostly urban suburban county. We are the ag reserve that we're talking about today is about 20 miles as the crow flies from the Washington Monument. And it's a 40-year experiment in farmland protection.
How did you get started? Who set the land aside? Where did that idea come from?
So this is now, you know, the stuff of every planning textbook. But back in 1980, it was just a wild idea. So county planners back then of Montgomery County specifically saw family farms losing ground to development as they were everywhere. And, you know, we've come to think of this as just the natural order of things, but they actually did something about it, and in doing so created the Ag Reserve. So they took that top third of the county's land mass by, you know, geography, the 93,000 acres, and it was encumbered with a special zoning. And at this point, people's eyes glaze over, but it's actually fascinating stuff. One house per 25 acres was the zoning that was put over this area of the county. And each farm there was given special transfer development rights, meaning that the farmers still had development rights, but the development was actually placed down closer to transit, down closer to services, more closer to the urban core of the county, further closer into D.C. And so that, you know, flash forward 40 years now, it's worked, you know, and it has become the gold standard for how you go about protecting farmland, you know, on the outskirts of urban and suburban areas. Fast forward from there to 2001, Virginia had a bridge project. They were calling it the Techway, and they proposed a bridge over the Potomac and through this, you know, protected farmland area.
Leave it to to that bunch to come up with something like that, right?
I know. It just, you know, there are a number of ways to get from Maryland to Virginia, and they thought this was one bigger way. Well, you know, that's our you know, gold standard of farmland protection in the county.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a small nonprofit formed to battle that back. And that nonprofit has turned into Montgomery Countryside Alliance, who I am proud to work for. And we continue to keep the land protected and farming. But we have a twin mission, which is also ensured that the land.
All right, so let's talk about it. Let's get to the second part of your mission as we have time to continue here. Hold on a second. Christina Bostick is here from the Montgomery Countryside Alliance. Great idea. Interesting idea. Maybe it'll work in your neck of the woods. We'll continue here as we look at this very unusual way to protect land and get some things growing and going on the American Family Farm.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA News Update. One drug company wants to drastically increase the price of its COVID vaccine, and some in Congress want to know why.
The head of Moderna testifying before a Senate panel trying to justify why they are quadrupling the price of their COVID vaccine.
As we move into the endemic market, that we price to value of a vaccine, what value does it bring in terms of healthcare dollars?
That's CEO Stefan Bancel. But Senator Bernie Sanders was quick to remind him,
U.S. taxpayers spent $12 billion on the research, development, and procurement of the NIH Moderna COVID vaccine.
Moderna announced they will begin charging $130 for the vaccine in the private market, compared to the $26 they charge the government right now. I'm John Schaefer.
The death of a teen found near where Alex Murdaugh gunned down his wife and son is now being investigated as a homicide. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome to the farm.
On the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer, we continue our focus on the Montgomery Countryside Alliance. Is this an idea that could work where you are? Christina Bostic is here to explain what this is all about. We've heard the story of how it got started. There is in this area of, District of Columbia is a very interesting area because there are so many people living there, working there from all around the country. This is an area just north of there, Montgomery County, where there's an effort now to provide guidance to farmers, an opportunity for farmers, farmers who would be farmers, you know, that sort of thing. So the resources seem to be there. And this is a nonprofit. Do you get support from the government of Montgomery County, the state of Maryland, and or do you get private support to keep this going?
So we get some support from Montgomery County. We get some support from corporate entities. We get some support. The large majority of our support comes from just, you know, residents of Montgomery County and the wider region that want to see farms continue on the edge of our bustling, busy area. We really feel that it's not enough to have the gold standard of farmland protection, but we just need to see that farmland continue to be farmed. And that's where the idea for LandLink came from.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now looking at how this goes year after year after year, the number of people working there, this is an area that has a pretty diverse population. So, absolutely. Do you have farmers who are knowledgeable that maybe black farmers, white farmers? I'm not a big fan of this sort of thing because I think that we overemphasize some of the things that we need to be bringing cohesiveness and people together. And oftentimes when you start talking about, oh, are they black farmers, are they white farmers, are they immigrants, are they Native Americans, whatever they are, then what gets lost in the translation is the good that they're doing. So at any rate, it looks to me like you have got a pretty interesting group on all of this. What did you say, 90,000 acres of land?
It's 90,000 acres of land that is it is privately held. Some of it, it is parks. It is it is open space. It is all sorts of different things. We are trying to match farmers with long-term leases on this land. Mm-hmm. Like so many different urban areas, we have, you know, a severe housing shortage, and it's only gotten worse recently.
Right.
We did a documentary in 2013. A farmer said in that documentary, you know, your beginning farmer makes about as much as a beginning teacher. Or an established farmer makes about as much as a beginning teacher. In Montgomery County, that salary is not going to buy you a townhouse. How are you going to buy farmland? And so long-term leases have been a way that we are trying to overcome the high cost of land to get people growing. And we're finding that the hunger to grow is, you know, so many people really, really want to get growing, and we need them to. In Montgomery County, as across the country, the average age of farmers is 59. We are fortunate to have lots of fourth and fifth generation farms in the county, as there are all across the country that are wonderful. But we're also on the precipice of a huge turnover in farmland ownership, and that's true in Montgomery County as well. And you know, we have, you know, we don't differentiate. It is all sorts of people coming. But, you know, we have immigrants that are coming from countries where the agrarian way of life is so much more prevalent. And then folks who grow up here with no farming exposure, but they're coming to farming. And we need to do the best we can to match them with the resources to get growing, because there are so many barriers.
What would they do without you? That's the question. I guess, in a manner of speaking, people listening to this now are wondering, okay, so we have all of these people that are working to make this happen, but let's say they weren't there. You got 93,000 acres of land. What would become, just in a hypothetical, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it's not productive, but it is interesting to think, all right, with all this land, and it's a great agricultural area, kind of reminds me of southern Jersey as I drive through with this great farmland there, and in Pennsylvania, southern Pennsylvania, not that far from Harrisburg and York and some other great ag areas. So, you know, I guess I'm I guess I'm wondering, well, I'm more wondering about you and whether you, I know you're from this area, but how much farming experience did you have before you got into this? I know you're environmentally conscious, but how much farm knowledge did you have before you jumped onto this platform?
Well, you're quite right that I came to farming through sort of more an environmental lens. And, you know, I'm from this county. I'm from the more urban part of this county. I came up into what I didn't know then was the Ag Reserve every single year on my birthday to hike Sugarloaf Mountain. And I think it's exactly what you're saying where, you know, I went up and did this every year, and I thought it just got accidentally rural out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, it didn't. And the rural area would not be there unless there was this really concerted effort to protect this farmland. But, you know, along with that effort to protect the farmland, you have to make sure it is farmed. And, you know, as those farmers are aging, we just need to make sure that,
let me put it a different way. This is a problem that's not just yours and Montgomery County's. This is a universal problem across our country where, in fact, the average age of farmers in Montgomery County is younger. The average farmer in America is 64 years old. So what does that say about keeping farmland in farmland, keep produce growing, keep milk flowing to satisfy our appetites, or are we going to give it all over to big ag, which isn't even really ag, these companies that are making phony food and processed food, and in 50 years, I've said this many, many times in public appearances on various radio programs that I do, if we're not smarter about what we're doing here, and that includes the government, that's why I was talking about that farm bill earlier in the program in the news segment that I think you heard me talking about. Without that, unfortunately, we have become dependent on the government in many ways, maybe by design from governmentalists, if you will. But the reality is that if we don't get off of our tushes and figure out how to do in part what you're doing, that is to make it a priority, by 2050, never mind, we won't be the breadbasket of the world, we won't be able to feed ourselves because we have lots of stupid policy. Lots of inane people who don't know what they're doing. They think that the food still, and this is the younger members of society, not the old farmers, who think all the food comes from the grocery store. And if you didn't learn a lesson from that during the pandemic, I don't know, you're kind of out to lunch, it seems to me. And so I'll hold on to my hat here for a moment. We'll pause for a few messages on the American Family Farm, and then Christina Bostic comes back as we focus on this idea. Can it work? Should it work? Does it need to be near where you are to keep farmland in farm production and to get people around who are qualified to do the work? That's as we continue here in the American Family Farmer.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
From the IDEA Department, the American Family Farmer Program, I'm Doug Steffen with Christina Bostic, who is a conservation associate at Montgomery Countryside Alliance. All this land and trying to get farmers to use it. It looks to me like some of it is in forest. Is a part of this is conservation land is not all open, right?
Not all open. And, most of it is privately held land, and that's why we see ourselves as almost like a, honestly, almost like a dating site, where we are making matches between these non-farming landowners. Nothing wrong with being a non-farming landowner, but
as long as they don't know too much of it, I think Bill Gates knows too much
out there. Yeah, to all the non-farming landowners out there, there are options for your land that you maybe haven't even considered.
Mm-hmm.
And with this great need for local food and, you know, for purchase, but also in the pandemic, 50% increase in Montgomery County in food insecurity.
Yeah.
And almost every farmer that is looking for land now through LandLink, our site to make these matches, is in some way, some part of their business is attempting to grow to feed this literal hunger, this food insecurity. And, just to tell you some stats about the program, we currently have 9 landowners offering long-term leases, and we have 30 land seekers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a ratio
imbalance
issue there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's an imbalance. Excuse me. Just this year, in this calendar year, we're averaging about 2 inquiries per week from farmers looking to farm.
Well, it's good. At least people are paying attention, though, Christina. People are realizing that you're there and there's a place to go. So that's not all bad.
It's not all bad. It's a wonderful thing that people are trying to get more involved in farming. A lot of them have a lot of their seasons. They have a number of seasons under their belt, either through the farming training programs that are popping up, community garden plots. Perhaps they're immigrants that come from a long family farming background, just not here. And, we seek to make those matches. And the way it works is, again, rather like a dating site. We have listings from landowners. We have listings from farmers. The farmers and landowners that are members of the program can, through me, contact each other. And, the hope is there's some shared vision there. There is, good communication, like any relationship. It really is a relationship.
Yeah.
And the hope is that they can make something happen and get growing. We have a number of farms that have started and grown as a result of this program.
Well, the connection that you have also, I'm sure there are CSAs that are part of this, depending on what the farmer is doing. I'm hoping and I'm guessing that you have the the connection that is being made with the help of people like you to drive this so that local restaurants are using the food grown here, that local stores, grocery stores, the giant stores and the local grocery have the food from the farmer. Farmers markets do. And this is all part of the potential that you would have. So if you're interested, if there's a potential in your area, why don't you just go online to the Countryside Alliance. It's MOCOAalliance.org. That's where you find Missouri. That's Montgomery County. MOCOAlliance.org. And see what they're doing. Maybe there's a hint or two in there, a helpful hint for you in your area. Christina Bostic here on this week's American Family Farmer. Thank you.
Thank you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honey. 53 past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our podcast, the download, if you will, at American Family Farmer. I was talking earlier about the American Family Farmer. We have a discussion here this week with how a 90,000 acre farm has been set up by people who are trying to bring folks in who want to farm but don't have the opportunity. That was kind of the story that we told with this lady that came in a week or so ago. And there's a big push on all around in the agricultural business to people of color being in ag jobs or owning their own farm, which has not been possible for lots of things that happened all the way back to the Civil War. So that discussion is part of a recent American Family Farmer podcast. Also, we have some advice for people as we get closer to April 15th. We have the Fairness for Farmers routine that we've discussed. National Farmers Union has created a lot of help for people. And not only are we getting labeling requirements for meat, poultry, and eggs, but there also is a focus on by the National Farmers Union, the American Farm Bureau Federation, to help people with wealth-building strategies. We had a shareholder, a farmer shareholder, who also is a CPA, that brought us a lot of tax strategy ideas. So that's part of it. If you want to have some last-minute ideas before the 15th, there you go. Help yourself. It's all free. The American Family Farmer podcasts are free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. And with that in mind, my thoughts, my comments this week focus on farmers and how you're doing. Talking to this lady about what's in Montgomery County, the average 59-year-old farmer. As I said, the average farmer around the country is 65 now. And so are you still capitalizing? As we look ahead, I don't think of my age. I don't think of my age at all. I just keep going because I think this part of my life, having the farm, is a very important thing for me to do for my legacy, I guess, manner of speaking, for my family, but for my community, because there aren't many farms left around here and there aren't many examples of animals being raised. So that's just one example of many. As you think about going out for another year to plow, to harrow, to plant, whether it's for things that you will sell directly or whether it's food and feed for the animals that you're growing, the growing season is an exciting time. So we tend to put a lot of things out of our mind, like having your financial, all of your financial house in order. The tax focus helps to get us there a little bit. But also, you know, we go through the winter, and sometimes people who farm 9-10 months out of the year have a couple of months and they get depressed because the situation, if we were allowing it to get to us, is pretty bleak. For, as I pointed out in the earlier portion talking about the farm bill, 89% of us don't make any money, or we barely make enough to survive. And the fact that we've got all this money, federal money, taxpayer money, going to these, and I say these damn big conglomerates that suck the life out of all of us because they want more for the bottom line, we've tailored these farm bills to them long enough. It's time for it to stop. And so as you assess yourself, what your strengths are, one of them is to be politically astute and to talk to congressmen. Most farmers that I know have known their congressman at one point in time or another. Certainly in many of these things, you should get to know the congressman and have a relationship with the senator that represents you or the senators that represent you so that you can translate in a productive way a conversation, you know, listening to what they think, but also they need to listen to what you think. There are a lot of ag organizations like the lady we just talked to, but many of them in different parts of the country present differently, that are bringing their strengths together so that they can have a unified voice when it comes to lobbying for things like the Farm Bill. So get on the page. Make sure you are being heard so that the people who make the decisions know that you, as a voter for them and as a taxpayer, do not support a lot of money going to entities that don't need any money at all. The money needs to go to the small family farmers. If there's no other statement made to Secretary Vilsack, then that ought to be the statement. No money, and exercise and be strong about it. There's a sense of vision. Your ability to communicate and to be a part of this process. So grab the opportunity and tell your representatives, you want to have the money in the farm bill going to you, the small family farmer. That's my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.